Welcome to Off the Cuff. I'm Dean Vitale, being joined by our lifelong pastor and host, John Bell. How are you, John?
I'm good.
Good. Good.
Well, my back was sore earlier today, but I'm good right now. So.
All right, good. That's excellent. So listen, you said something last time, and I wanted to just follow up on it because we were kind of running out of time. And here's what you said. You said, and I kind of stepped over you, and you said, you know, Dean, we should all be ministers. And, we didn't have time to go into it, but I just want you to take a couple moments before we start the questions of Off the Cuff today. And what do you mean by everyone should be a minister?
So one of the doctrines that has been lost in the church today is it's called the priesthood of the believer. And what it means is that every believer is a priest. What do priests do? Well, priests in the Old Testament, which is really where the whole idea of priesthood comes from, priests in the Old Testament were people who were go-betweens between the person who needed to meet with God and then God himself. And so the priest would make sure that they could escort the person who was apart from God into the presence of God. Here's what the New Testament teaches. Every believer is a priest. The whole idea of there's a separate class of people called priests or pastors or preachers or, you know, all those things like that. Now, there are gifts in the church. I have the gift of, I'm an entrepreneur, so I have the gift of apostleship and teacher and evangelist. So there are gifts in the church, but every priest has a gift. And I just would like to see the church utilize all of its resources. And when I say every believer is a minister, minister is just like someone who, takes care of the business of whatever kingdom they're involved in. So that's all I'm saying. I'm just saying that there's no special class of people called ministers. That is like an invention of man. But the New Testament teaches that every believer is not only a saint, but every believer is a priest.
So there are different religions that there are different things that people do. They kiss rings. They honor men. They have processionals where they walk with staffs and ornate dressing and hats and. And people bow down to these men, and there are icons and statues, and so that is just man-made.
Yeah, it's just man-made. Remember in Acts chapter, I think it was Acts chapter 3 or 4, where Peter heals a man, and the man like falls down and starts to worship Peter, and Peter immediately picks him up, and he says, "You know what? I'm just a messenger from God. Don't worship me. Worship Jesus." And then the same thing in the book of Revelation. An angel is talking to John, and John begins to worship the angel, and he says, "Get up. I'm just an angel. Worship Jesus." So I think that, obviously everyone likes to be admired, but I think we cross over the line when we put ourselves on a different level or a pedestal and expect people. And look, people do that. People want a hero. I mean, the whole idea of Jesus is that he's the ultimate hero. So I think we're all looking for heroes in a broken world. I think that's what all the comic books are about. Everyone wants a hero. Everyone wants someone who can get us out of this mess. But only God. You should only worship God and no one else. All this other stuff, you're just satisfying a man's ego. Mm-hmm. I mean, there's protocol. I get protocol. There's a certain protocol, you know, in honor people who are in authority, just like you honor your mother and your father, but it's just honor. It's not worship.
Got it. All right, so here's the guy driving in his car, and he's listening to us, and he's thinking, I'm not qualified to be a minister. What does that mean for me?
So when people think of I'm not qualified, they're taking inventory of, you know, their gifts and abilities instead of trusting God. So, look, Dean, I'm not qualified, okay? If people knew every secret about John Bell, they would immediately say, you're not really qualified, you've disqualified mm-hmm. yourself. And everybody who's honest would say exactly the same thing.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
But it's I do what I do because Jesus has made me qualified. I have his righteousness, I have his calling, I have his giftedness. And when people say I'm not qualified, it's like my response would be, okay, you're not. Okay, none of us are. But can you trust God that God will use anyone and anything for his glory? Because that's what blows people away. What blows people away? I guarantee you, if you went back to my high school classmates and told them what I had done over the course of my life in ministry, they'd be like, John Bell did that? They'd be like, yeah, he did that. It's like, well, how did he do that? Well, he did it because of the power of God. So
I guess if you talk to some of your teammates that you played basketball with, they'd probably say,
definitely.
Say the same thing.
It's like, yeah, that guy never gave an inch, so.
Yeah. All right. Well, I appreciate it, John. Thanks. So here's the question for this episode of Off the Cuff, and this might be a hot button for some people because pets are so loved in this country. So here's the question, John. Do dogs and cats go to heaven?
That's a really good question. So some people would say all dogs go to heaven, all cats go to hell. You know, it just depends on your,
right?
But
right?
You know, I have many friends and they are absolute cat lovers. And then there are some people who love dogs and cats. So
yeah.
One of the things I would say, just from my own experience, is, you know, my first dog was a little Chihuahua named Jingles. And we also, Jingles. And we also
I said, I'm sorry.
Yeah, I know. Yeah. He thought he was like 9 feet tall. So, but we also had a white Agora cat. You know, they got along with each other very well. But, you know, and then I'm just making the point that following that, I've also had four Airedales, you know, and we love our Airedales in the Bell family. Each one of them has been precious to us, but, you know, we've lost each one. And it was always hard because you think, you know, you see this little animal and, you know, they're curled up and, you know, they're dying. I've had to put a couple down because they were just so much pain. And one of the things I think about dogs and cats, will dogs and cats be in heaven? Yes, there will be dogs and cats in heaven. There will be dogs and cats in the millennial kingdom, and there will be dogs and cats in eternity. Why? Because God is a God of creation. He created animals, and they're not going to cease to exist in the next life. However, they won't be the same dog or the same cat that you knew in this life. So resurrection, the resurrection and being given a new body, there's only one species that gets a new body. And that's human beings. Why? Because we were made in the image of God. So as much as we love cats and dogs, and I think, you know, dogs are one of God's greatest creations because they're just so loyal and loving and forgiving and all these kinds of things. But, you know, I'm not looking for... So my favorite dog that I've ever had was an Airedale named Toby. He was actually Toby 1. We had a Toby 2. But I'm never going to see Toby 1 again. I might see another Airedale in heaven, but it's not going to be Toby. So why? Because they're not... The promise of the resurrection doesn't extend to dogs and cats.
Yeah, like you said, it only extends to humans, and then there is a category of humans that you know that are not going to be there as well.
Right.
Yeah. So, so let me be the devil's advocate here. They, you know, people that are on the other end of that says, well, you know, it says that I'm not going to want for anything in heaven, and I would want for my dog.
Well, that's what you say today, but mm-hmm. in heaven, you're going to have a whole new outlook. A whole new mind, your perspective on everything is going to change. When you cross over the threshold into heaven, you're going to you literally are going to say. I remember C.S. Lewis said, "When we cross the threshold into heaven," and I'm paraphrasing now. He says, "Oh, now I understand." There's a lot of things we don't understand now. They're very sentimental. Dogs and cats are very sentimental. They're very sentimental in our lives. But mm-hmm. when you have perfect knowledge, 1 Corinthians 13 says, "Now I see through a glass darkly." But one of these days, in eternity, it will be face to face. I will see everything perfectly. I don't see everything perfectly now. So your perspective now is not going to be the perspective. Did you ever have an outlook on something and then later on you got all the facts and you said, "Oh, I see now."
Absolutely.
All right, well that
almost weekly.
Well, that's what it's going to be like. When you get to heaven, you know, one of the things that causes people to not accept God or the Bible or Jesus is they say, how can God allow all the suffering and evil that goes on in the world? If he has the power to do something about it, why doesn't he do something about it? And if he loves us the way he claims to love us, then I don't understand why he allows this stuff to go on. You always have to answer that with, you do not know all that God knows. And you actually never will know all that God knows. But in eternity, in heaven as we call it, you're going to know a lot more than you have now. And you're going to have all the facts. You're going to have more truth than you have now. And you're going to say, oh, now I understand.
Mm-hmm.
And you know what? Toby 1 was a great dog, but we had Toby 2, and he was a great dog, and then he passed on, and then we had Calvin, and Calvin was a great dog, and now we have Buttons. Buttons is our first female Airedale. And guess what? She's a great dog. So,
well, wait a minute. Buttons is a new addition, relatively, right? When did you get Buttons?
Yeah, in the last 3 years, my daughter.
Oh, I didn't know that because we were talking. Okay.
Yeah, my daughter bought a course following in the Bell tradition. She wanted an Airedale. But it's our first female, and her name is Buttons. And... Yeah, she has a...
Well, so Buttons is new to your residence, is what I'm saying.
Yeah,
there, right?
Yeah, for sure. Oh, yeah.
Okay, that's what I mean. Because I remember we talked once, you're like, no, I don't have a dog. And then I found out it was my dog.
Yeah, it was your
barking.
Dog barking. Yeah. Right. You said, is your dog barking? It's like, no.
That's not my dog. So here's what I would say, and here's what I say sometimes to people, and here's what I think when people tell me that. Being a parent, you know, I have three children, I have a grandchild, and I want for certain for heaven to be there for them. I want them to walk in the Spirit. I want them to accept Christ. I want them to know Christ even more, and I want them to be in heaven. And we know, John, that that might not be true with all our children and grandchildren, and you know, we're not assured of that. But here's what I know. I know that we are not going to miss anybody that didn't make it, that heaven is going to fulfill us in every way possible, and we are not going to be sorry for someone, a child, a grandchild, a friend, a parent, if in fact they are not in heaven. Is that right?
Yeah. Well, I've said this before, but most of my ancestors, Dean, are not going to be in heaven. My ancestors are from Scotland, and the vast majority of them are not going to be in heaven. And I'm only here because of their existence. But, you know, Isaiah 55 says, God's ways are not our ways, and his thoughts are not our thoughts. But one of these days, we'll have more perspective. God will give us the grace to accept whatever it is that has happened to us in our lives. The mystery of all of our lives is greater than any of us can understand. Like, I have no idea why God chose me. I have no idea why he loved me. I have no idea why he led me to my wife. I have no idea why. You know, just it. There's a million decisions that took place just for me to be here. And then there's another million decisions that took place for me to know Christ. So I leave those kinds of things to God. I don't understand them all, but, you know, if all dogs were resurrected, that would mean I would have four Airedales, and I couldn't handle four Airedales.
I got it.
And then a cat. We had this, I told you earlier, we had this cat, white Angora cat, whose name was Snowball, and he was a mean sucker. So, like, he would destroy all four Airedales.
Oh, my. All right. So here's the good news. The good news is there are going to be dogs and cats. They're just not going to be your dogs.
It's not going to be the ones you remember.
Right.
But if you, like I said, if you've ever had a dog and you lost him and you thought, well, nothing can ever replace this dog, and then you actually did get another dog, yeah, you were capable of loving that dog to the same degree.
That's exactly, yeah, that's a John Bell moment. That's right. That's excellent. You know, it's one closing thought here. Remember.
Let me say this before we close.
All right.
I'm going to see my mother and father in heaven. You know, I'm gonna see real human relatives that love me and cared for me that I've lost in this life. There's not going to be a replacement for my mother. So.
Yeah, that's even a better John Bell. Thank you. Excellent. That's warm. That's wonderful. Wow. All right, John, this is, running into the time, so we have to wrap it up here. And, if you came across this podcast somehow and you're wondering, like, how do I get more, you visit AmazingMenMinistries.com. Up at top of the navigation bar, you choose the series button. And then from that drop-down menu, you choose Off the Cuff. And you'll see other series that John and I have done, and there is our men series, which is an 18-part video series with questions afterwards. You can watch that, send it to your son or watch it with your son and grandsons and with another couple guys, and you'll find value there. Also a project that John and myself are working on, and that's Off the Cuff, and that's with our producer, cameraman, and technician, Nathan, and we're all three of us are working on that.
You're talking about Wild Church, right?
What did I say?
You said Off the Cuff.
I'm sorry. Yeah, Wild Church. Thanks. Wild Church, and that's we're working on that.
That's why this is Off the Cuff.
That's exactly right. All right, so that's it. So on behalf of lifelong pastor John Bell, we say thanks for listening. I'm Dean Vitale, and we hope to have you tune in next time. God bless for now.